You know, when we go in and say, hey, look, there's a community partner in your area that has elected you as a give back recipient, and here's how it works. You know, we process their credit cards for them, and every time they take a credit card, we're going to donate 10% of our proceeds back to your organization. That's unencumbered revenue for you. You know, we pay back quarterly, and I just need to know, where do I send that to? Who do I put that attention of? And imagine if your job at this organization is to raise money. Is that a call you'd like to get?
Well, heck yeah.
Well, absolutely. Sure. Well, hey, man, this call's awesome. But then, and a lot of times, there's two things that happen here. Is one, they're kind of, well, you know, they're a little apprehensive. And I get that because, you know, they get hit up all the time from everybody and their brother trying to raise money for them and do all these special programs. This one takes no investment on their side. Look, there's no investment from you at all. This is unencumbered revenue. And by the way, do you guys take credit cards for donations? And oftentimes they do. Especially churches take credit cards for tithing. But right here's a critical point, because what we need to do is we need to lay this out to them so they can understand, A, would you, and you got to ask kind of a tie-down question here. I mean, would it help you guys if you could get some unencumbered revenue every quarter? Well, yeah, absolutely. Let me share with you some things that some other nonprofits that we deal with have done to make raising money a lot easier. And we have 7 points, and we're going to get this out to everybody, so we'll make sure you guys get a copy of this. But number one.